world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I think if I ever run for president of the United States, or if I ever run for some kind of elective office where I can really, really have some impact, I think I know the first change I'm going to make. Every person convicted of a crime, whatever crime that might be, has to go to your local license bureau and get new tags for your license plates. You have to go sit there for an hour and 45 minutes in a packed place with women up. I had to get some tags yesterday. Well, I'm telling you what an experience that is. I walked into the, I was smiling. I was happy. I sat there for, you take a tag, you sit there and wait like a monkey for wherever. I'm now serving B218. And that's you. You get to go up and you sit an hour and 45 minutes. And then finally, when they call my name, not my name, my number, V264. And then I walk up there to V264. And here's this lady who's done probably 1,000 of these things in the last week. And I walk up there and there's a little glass in front of me. And I say, hey, ma'am, how are you doing today? What can I help you with? It's amazing. I wanted to pull and punch her right in the nose. Lady, you hate your job? I don't blame it. And friends, let me ask you this question. You talk about making you a prisoner to government. Can somebody tell me why we have to go sit in the BMV, get our pictures taken? And here was the amazing thing. So if you could see it up in front, there's like six little windows, except they're not really windows. They're just plastic in front of you so that, I don't know, so you don't punch the lady on the other side, I suppose. And then you go up there and you want to get your license renewed, and then the room's full of people. They're all sitting in their chair. And then I go up there. It's not me, but I'm using an illustration. So I go up there and the lady says, what are you here for? And I said, to renew my license. Okay. And she pulls up this chart. Have you in the last year had any DUIs? Have you in the last year molested any children? And all this is radiating out to everybody sitting in the room. I just want a driver's license. Okay. I just want my plates. How did we? I believe it's all fear-based to make you fall in line to be fearful and obedient to the government. Here's good news. Got my plates. I can put them on. Now I can drive. Golly, what a mess. Stressed me out. An hour and 45 minutes. Bureau of Motor Vehicles. The questions they ask. Anyway, sorry, I don't want to get bogged down on that. But it pretty much ruined my day. Hey, listen, folks, we stand in need of prayer here in the Dobenmeyer family. Let me not go too in-depth about it. That's what I like about this group, by the way. Appreciate your prayers. I have greater fellowship in this group than in any church I've ever been. And the people aren't close. I mean, physically close. But I know I can pick up my phone, and I could call anybody, and they would immediately go into prayer for me. So, you know, we're having a new grandbaby, and our daughter Maggie went to the doctor yesterday. How many months is she? 3 months? 4 months? I don't know. But anyway, there's a little baby's okay, she's okay, but there's an issue with the umbilical cord. Who knows? I don't even know what it is. I won't even repeat what the devil wants to whisper in my ear. I won't even repeat it, okay? But I would just ask that all of you out there would please, if you would, take Maggie and my wife to the mother. Take them to the Lord, if you would. that that little baby is fearfully and wonderfully made. Getting that little baby gets to come into the Dobbenmeyer clan and be part of this amazing, amazing thing we call family. And we would just covet your prayers, if you would, in your prayer time today. Pray for that little, we think it's a little girl, little grandbaby number, I think it's 11. I can't even count anymore. And no, JR, I'm not rubbing it in. I'm not rubbing it in that I got a bunch of grandkids. But I can tell you, fear, the Bible tells us that fear hath torment. Torment. And that's why we're told it's impossible for faith and fear to abide together in the same heart. That's why the Bible says to take captive every thought. Because every action you do and I do begins with a thought. I'm hungry. I'm going to go get something to eat. I'm going to go get the mail. I get in the car and get the mail. Hey, the grass needs mowed. Everything begins with a thought. And that's why the Lord told us to take captive every thought. Take captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Do you have the knowledge of God? That you're fearfully and wonderfully made? Huh? That no weapon formed against us shall prosper? That every tongue that rises in judgment against us shall be condemned? How about this, and Spencer? Or Johnny, pull up Philippians 4 for me real quickly, okay? I'm talking to somebody out there today. Somebody out there is walking through something. And I'm going to tell you, I see this a lot. can I be a pastor here for a minute? I see a lot of people praising the devil. So what? I don't praise the devil, coach. I love Jesus. I don't praise it. Then why are you always griping and moaning and complaining? Why are you always speaking the worst about every situation that you're in? Why do you do that? It's fear. It's fear. Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Sometimes when you get good news, when your bank account's full, when your car's out of gas, rejoice in the Lord always. Always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Don't be up and down, peak, valley, peak, valley, peak. I'm just coaching you here a little bit, okay? Let your moderation be known at all men, because the Lord is at hand. What does that mean? Lord's at hand. He's right there. He's right there. He's at hand. He's wherever you need him. All you do is call on him. Be careful for nothing. Careful doesn't mean watch where you go. No. No, be careful. In other words, don't let the cares of the world control you. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Lord, I thank you that that little baby is fearfully and wonderfully made, and every weapon formed against that baby is not going to prosper, because you're the King of Kings and you're the Lord of Lords. I'm going to speak truth, not what the devil's whispering in my ear. I'm not going to look at my circumstances and repeat what the devil wants me to think about that circumstance. You with me, folks?
Amen.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Thank you, Lord, that that's a wonderful little baby, fully developed. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. What? Yeah. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Quit praising the devil. And you know what's going to happen when you do that? The peace of God, which passes all understanding. So keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. So you say, well, I'm going to turn it over to the Lord. I'm going to turn it over to the Lord. Lord, the situation's yours. And then 5 minutes later, you pick up the phone and say, oh, do you know what's going on? Oh, come on, man. The double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let him expect nothing from God. So you can't praise him 1 minute, pray to him 1 minute, and then whine and moan the next minute. Would somebody out there say amen? Because I think I'm talking to somebody out there today.
Amen.
That's not, hey, look, the Bible says, look not at things that can be seen, for the things that can be seen are temporary, means subject to change, but think on things that are eternal. Do you do that? Do you think on things that are eternal? Do you have faith in times of trouble, or do you have worry in times of trouble? Now, look, worry is a normal thing. I'm not making light of it. But when you have worry above faith, At the end of the day, I ask people this. How many things that you worried about actually happened? How many things that you worried about actually happened? Oh, I hope the kids get home. Oh, I hope the car doesn't break down. Oh, I hope they don't have a flat tire. Oh, I hope we have enough money. And at the end of the day, none of it happened, yet your whole day was ruined. And I use this illustration that worry is like being in a rocking chair. It takes a lot of energy, but you don't get anywhere. Finally, brothers, whatsoever things are true. What's true? Well, that little girl's fearfully and wonderfully made. She created an image of God. That's what's true. Whatsoever things are honest. Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you in this situation, Lord. And whatsoever things are just, Lord, she is fearfully and wonderfully made. Whatsoever things are pure, Lord, you created her in her mother's womb. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. Oh, good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. But can I tell you something? Let me give you some more advice here. Let me give you some more advice. Friends, when somebody comes to you and says, I'm using an illustration here. I'm trying to coach you up here. I think Joe might have COVID. We're not sure. We think we have COVID. Well, why do you think he has COVID? Well, he's got the fever. And then what do you do? Then what do you do? You say, oh, yes, that happened to my brother. That exact same thing happened to my brother. And you speak damnation right back into the situation. Don't agree with them. Don't agree with your adversary. Do not agree with your adversary. Yes, Lord, I see that, but I know what you're going to do. That's what faith is, folks. These things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen, do! And the God of peace shall be with you. Wow. Wow. Pray for Maggie. Pray for Michelle, the grandmother's heart. And you know, I could go right now, a litany of people out there who need prayer. But I want to be honest with you and tell you this. Sometimes you're the worst enemy. You're your own worst enemy. Man, I got a lot to talk about today, man. I hope I can get to some of it. Craig's busting to get in here. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, this kind of ties in with that, but...
Well, better!
It is. Well, it's the Lord, right? Holy Spirit puts these things together.
Yep.
That's the time when you got to remember the Declans. And was he the same one that was in intensive care?
Oh, my goodness. Well, absolutely. He was in there for I don't know how long, dude.
And then you ran over him. Then you ran over him.
Yeah, that's right.
You ran over him. You might not be his favorite pappy, but the point being is
he loves me to death, by the way. He loves me to death.
The point is this the time when you got to go back in the playbook and not the things that went wrong in life, but when the things that when God showed up? Okay.
That's right.
And so I want to just share something and maybe Steve Deck chime in here. I put in the chat, maybe Jonathan could put up the link there. So Rusty, myself, Steve Deck, we drove down an hour and a half, 2 hours away to Aberdeen, Maryland for Lieutenant Mark Boshaw, who was the first military man to stand up and not take the jab.
Yep.
And this man has his stuff together. And we stayed in court and we were praying and other people that he didn't even know showed up, Coach. Mm. And we walked up there. He didn't even know us from Adam. And we said, we're from, you know, Pass the Salt. We'd like to pray for you. We prayed for him and his wife out there and everything like that. Well, long story short, he never got convicted, so to speak, by that judge, but they ended up kicking him out of the military.
Well, yep.
Okay. So guess what? Yesterday, Donald Trump pardons him. Okay. Now, I'll read something here. because in January this year, I texted him. I haven't talked to him in, well, 2 years or so. So, hey, Mark, don't know if you remember us. We're a group of Christians who came to your hearing in Aberdeen, Maryland. I was wondering how you're doing. I know they're readmitting U.S. servicemen from not taking a jab, and I don't know if that affects you or not. Last time I spoke with you years ago, they're still trying to get you out. Anyways, this is what he goes. He says, I'll never forget you and the others. Became support, truly. Not sure how this is going to play out, but I'm waiting to see the published executive order. Anyways, I'm going to send this to you, Coach, because he sent me a 64-page document and a letter that he sent President Trump. All right. He's documented. This guy, I mean, this is the kind of person you don't want to go to court against. All right. But I wanted to share what the very last before he like signs off and gives this to Trump. This is what he says here, right? He quotes scripture. Have I not commanded you be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is in the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:56. Now I want to show how God works. You waited an hour and 45 minutes at MBA.
Yeah, I was about ready to break every window in the place and throw every chair I could get my hands on. Go ahead.
If you look in the chat, it says that the former on May 28th, he was convicted in a 2022 court martial for refusing. Okay. Mm-hmm. He got his release on May 28th, 2025 from Donald Trump. I think that's 3 years to the date. God's faithful. He doesn't forget you. He lost his job. He lost his income. He wrote in his letter that when he was leaving Maryland, he took his vehicle and everything, packed it up. And as he was driving down, he parked it in front of a hotel. And they stole his truck with all his stuff in it. And then because they fired him and let him go, he was behind on his truck payments and there was damage to the truck. So they took it to a repair facility. And then guess what the bank did? It repoed the truck. And his intentions were to sell the truck in there and pay off the loan. He suffered greatly for standing up, doing the right thing. And basically the military just smacked a good man down.
Amen.
God came to his rescue. So I just want to just encourage you with that and others about God is faithful.
Yep. We really are a fellowship here, aren't we, man? We really are. And, you know, I was thinking about our interview with Stuart Rhodes yesterday, what they've done to that guy, ruined his life. Folks, this has gone on and on and on. Let me show you something here real quick. This thing's about to turn. Bring up number four for me quickly. Thanks, Craig, for bringing all this up. I love fruit. The Bible says that we're gonna reap where we didn't even sow. Did you guys know that? Make this over here on the right side. Make that a little bit bigger so I can read it. You guys know this? Nothing. Hey, listen. The truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. The FDA.
Okay, coach, you have to stop right there. You're not going to believe this, okay? You just said this. Now listen to this. This is about Maggie. The God gave me a song while you were speaking, and this is the song he gave me. Listen to this. You're not.
Okay, listening Michelle, to, you listening this, up there, Michelle?
This is going to blow your mind because what you just said.
Okay.
My eyes have seen the glory. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of new birth. We believe this child will take a breath and walk upon the earth.
Amen.
Lord, you knew this child before you even formed the earth. Your truth is marching on.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's what I believe, Dave. Huh? Oh, yeah, you can believe all you folks out there. You can believe all you want to about how bad and how strong, how powerful the devil. You can go ahead and believe that if you want to. I'm not going to let the devil steal our joy. We know that little baby is fearfully and wonderfully made. Folks, you got to change the way you think. This stinking thinking You got to, Bible says to take captive every thought. You have to understand that thoughts become words. And words, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Are you going to repeat what the Lord says about a situation? Or are you going to repeat what the evil one says? Your choice is yours. And know this, that you're going to confess. You're going to confess out of the abundance of your heart what you really, really believe. And the Bible says that without faith, belief in and trust in God, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Boom, huh? Boom. Now, bad things happen. I'm not that stupid and that naive. Bad things happen. Promises, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. That's the word too. Devil, you are a liar. You are a liar. And I know that many of you out there are burdened by, can I say it? Past woundings. Past woundings. And so something comes into your life and, oh my God, it reminds you of that past wounding. And then you ruminate, oh God, I went through that before. I don't ever want to go. And then you just begin to fall back into that morass and feeling sorry for yourself when we walk in victory. You either trust him or you don't trust him. That's really what it comes down to. Really what it comes down to. I'm not trying to make light of it, man. I refuse to live my life in fear. I refuse to. I told you guys this 3 years ago, however long it was, all during that J6 stuff and all that stuff was going on. I didn't go to bed one night where I thought this might be the night that the black limos pull up. Not one night. But I didn't let it own me. I wasn't going to let that fear own me. I knew this, if that black limo pulled into my driveway, the Lord was going to make something good out of it. I knew that. I knew that. And man, this is good. Thanks, Dave. By the way, May 23rd, the FDA has been forced to confess COVID shots are a bioweapon. What?
Boom.
On May 23rd, under the direct pressure from President Trump's administration, the FDA finally admitted what they spent years denying. Pfizer and Moderna's MR vaccine are causing irreversible heart damage in young men. This isn't a side effect. It was the target. The COVID injection campaign was a bioweapons operation designed to weaken the next generation of strong, independent youth. And now, under Trump, the truth is no longer being buried. Oh, I heard the anti-Trumper say, well, he started it. New official warnings confirm the post-injection heart damage is persistent, long-term, and directly contradicts years of lies from the CDC and Biden's puppet regimen. The Freedom of Information Act documents revealed all. In 2021, the CDC insiders tried to issue a myocarditis alert, but Biden's White House shut it down. You understand what's going on? The CDC wanted to warn people, and the Biden White House shut it down. Fauci's NIH coordinated with big tech to silence anything related to sudden athlete deaths, pericarditis, or vaccine injuries. Doctors were silenced. Parents labeled threats. Entire data sets were rigged. Trump's new Office of Health Freedom declassified the emails. Space Force decrypted pharma communications. Military tribunals have sealed indictments ready. RFK Jr. now leads a federal vaccine task force with full executive authority. The cover-up is unraveling. Here's what they hid. Actual myocarditis, heart issues, in young men are 10 times higher than reported. Theirs was designed to undercount vaccine injuries. The CDC's V-Safe system excluded heart issues by default. They didn't include heart issues when they were looking for damage. NIH, CDC, and pharma execs coordinated in real time to suppress the spike in deaths. Why target young men? Because they're the last line of resistance. Hey, friends. If the devil knows they're the last line of the resistance, why doesn't the church know it? If the devil is after our children, why doesn't the church stop it? Because they're the last line of resistance, because they're warriors by nature. Because the globalist agenda only works if the next generation is sterilized, digitized, demoralized. And mRNA was the soft kill weapon. The rest, CBDCs, climate lockdowns, brain chips, those are just techniques. Follow. Now Trump's dismantling it all. Pfizer, Moderna, NIH are under full federal investigation. Military intelligence confirms foreign lab collusion. Top officials are being subpoenaed. Their tribunals are no longer a rumor. They're operational. This isn't over. It's just beginning.
Amen.
The real pandemic was betrayal, and the cure is justice. They tried to kill the future. Now the future fights back. Hold the line. Stay awake. Justice is coming. Now, friends, I don't know if you saw this or not. The FDA, whoever the heck they are, have now dropped their recommendation of vaccines for children. Did you see that? No more recommendation from the FDA to vaccinate young kids against COVID. The wall has been breached.
Coach,
now, what's
going to
happen? What's going to happen? Put in the chat. The wall is breached. Do you have any idea how many young people they tried to sterilize with that thing? You have any idea? Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Now, this isn't the time to run around and pray and say, see, we were right. We told you so, see, we were right. No, we need to have compassion. Because they're going to understand, too, that we were right. And that the Holy Spirit guided us into all truth. All truth. And it's going to be one of the greatest gospel opportunities that the world has ever seen. But the church has got to wake up. The church has got to understand. The war that we're in can only be won by the saints. That's it, man. That's where we are. Let me throw this up there real quickly for you. This pull up number, I've got to find it here. The one down to very bottom, Charlotte Iserbeet. I don't know if you guys know who Charlotte Iserbeet is, but she was worked in the Department of Education back in the Reagan administration, yada, yada, yada. And this, she was from Maine. Jack might even know Charlotte. I don't know. The brilliant Charlotte Iserbeet. Iserbeet explains wokeism, brainwashing, and mind control that takes place in education, and importantly, who and why they do it. Folks, this is worth 3 minutes. This is the stuff we've been trying to tell you that all of your friends call you a conspiracy theorist. This is probably 30 years ago. I don't know, long time ago. Go ahead and play it.
Okay. You're saying they're brainwashing. Okay, you're saying
yep.
These people that are experts in brainwashing is using the Department of Education to brainwash
yep.
our children.
Yes.
What are they after? Why are they doing it?
Well, if you want to move a country from a free individualistic economy.
Which we have.
Yes, or had.
Or had, okay.
To a planned economy, you have to do it through the schools. You have to dumb down and brainwash. Change the attitudes and values. You have to completely, social engineering has to go on constantly. And many teachers know what I'm talking about. And people are going to say, well, when did this start? And who on earth ever did this? Whoever, why would a plan like that be allowed to be carried out?
That's right.
Well, then you have to go back to 1934, which I will do, and we have to go to the three-pronged fork, okay? So I do think that the watershed year, although you can go back to the early part of the century when the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Corporation were deeply involved in education, and that it was decided then that Carnegie would deal with the international part and Rockefeller domestic. So they commissioned the American Historical Association to put together a study of the social studies, and they came up with lots of volumes, but I have one little volume, Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies. And basically that little one is an original book. I wish I'd brought it with me. Too bad. But I don't even dare let it out of the house. It's so important. It called for changing the United States through the schools from a free individualistic economy to a socialist, collectivized, planned economy in the New World Order.
It says that in the book.
Yes.
And that book was written when?
In 1934.
Freeze it.
By who?
Freeze it. She wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She wrote it about probably 30 years ago. The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Keep going.
It was the Carnegie Corporation paid for it. The American Historical Association put it together. And
can people get that book in the library?
No, they can't. They were very instrumental in getting the Elementary and Secondary Education Act passed, which, as I said before, changed education from knowledge, content-based, academic, to performance-based behavior. And from that time on, because that was necessary for what we're looking at now with school-to-work agenda, is the planned economy is performance based.
So they're training workers.
They're training
not thinkers,
worker
not
based.
Leaders.
Exactly. At that time, you had a general, a Buck Chisholm, a Canadian general psychiatrist, mm-hmm. who was a very close friend of Alger Hiss's, and he gave a speech in 1945 to the World Health Organization, which basically recommended getting rid of the conscience.
Wow.
Yes. And he said we would do it through the schools. We would retrain the teachers to be little psychiatrists. He said it is an international system they're looking at. They're going to change the behavior of the children. They're going to change the teachers' training. They're going to do everything. He told them everything.
And they didn't believe him?
No. They just, well, you know what goes on.
There you are. There you are. One more thing. I'm going to open it up. Go down to number six, Johnny. Go down to number six. I got a couple more things. I'll get to them. That's not it. Did I put the wrong one in there? Let me see. I trust you, John. I don't know what the heck. I put the wrong one. Yeah. Come on in, Vinny. I'm going to find it. Oh, no, there it is. There it is. There it is. Okay, folks. Huh? Bush, Clinton. Go ahead and play it. Carter.
Available to millions of Americans.
And soon, they will be available to everyone.
The science is clear. These vaccines will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
They could save your life.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
That's the first step to ending the pandemic and moving our country forward. It's up to you.
Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available.
You get it? Yeah, what's going on? Come on in, Vinny.
Yep. So, Coach, we don't have to worry about taking the high ground. We have the high ground. Remember 5 years and 13 days ago, I posted my own theory of the ship in a bottle, the ship in a bottle control mechanism that they created. They dissolved, they put into the air and the water and food to control us, right, Coach? But last year, they took it down. So I'm expecting a settlement of at least a couple billion dollars later when this all resolves. But let's be serious here. You see who on the screen here? You see George W. Bush? George W. Bush signed an order that enabled COVID to occur back in 2007.
So his daddy mouthed the words New World Order for the first time. Go ahead.
Boom, right? So when anyone blames Trump for it, well, you gotta go 9 years until November 8, 2016 before he had any official control to do anything. Okay, so you can blame Trump. You gotta blame Bush twice as hard, you idiots.
Hey, Johnny, while he's diddling around there, see if you can on YouTube find real quick where President Bush talks about the New World Order. Grampy Bush. Grampy. Thanks, Vinny. That's right in front of us, folks. We've been so freaking programmed. Joe Allen, come on in, Joe.
Sounds like we need a course correction in D.C.
I think we're trying to get one.
After this last thing with J6ers, Trump pardoned gangsters and people that have been in trouble with the law.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's it. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead. That's it, Johnny. Go ahead.
And we have military people that was put out of the military because of the COVID, would not take the COVID-19 shot.
That's right. That's right.
We need a course correction. We need another million-man march on D.C.
Amen. Well, see, here's the problem we run into, Joseph. We want these guys to have restitution. They want to be restitution. But friends, if the government gives them restitution, I'm paying for it. I didn't do anything wrong. Why should I have to pay for the government insurrection, what they did to the American people? It seems to me that the elected officials who passed all this stuff, they ought to be put in jail, and everything they own go into a pot and then divvied to the people who are harmed. That's the way that's not the way it works, is it? So the government's going to say, oh, we're going to give everyone $100,000, whatever. And the people who did it. So here's George Bush. Hey, you know, Jonathan, if you could go back to that thing, because there's a 1 minute segment up there. Just go back. And you had that. I was trying to talk over. There it is. Go down to the bottom, right there. George Bush, New World Order, live speech. 1 minute and 11 seconds. Go ahead and play that.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law.
And so I say we must clean the house of white America of racism. Americans who are in the white majority should be proud to stand up and be heard denouncing the sort of racist rhetoric we heard on that tape, so loudly and clearly denouncing it that our black fellow citizens can hear us.
Sowing discord may be amongst... Take it down, John. I want to punch that guy. Boom. Sowing discord amongst the brethren. Folks, if we don't understand that the last thing they want in American government is Jesus Christ, truth, justice. They don't want any of that. And that's where we sit here today with all the stuff's going on. Will the church arise and get involved, or will we not? That's the question. Go to number 9. Just one more thing I want to show you. Matt Walsh. You guys know who Matt Walsh is? Huh? Okay. This is about the origin of gender theory. Gender theory. Folks, you and I grew up in public schools. We didn't talk about homosexuality. We didn't talk about any of that. And then to get into gender, what gender? What do you even talk? 4 minutes and 21 seconds. I want you to watch the origin of gender theory. Go ahead, Johnny.
Matt, I want to show this to you. You're a parent, right? Okay? It's perfectly normal for 10 years and up. Here's just one page I want you to see here.
It's pornography, folks. Hey, Johnny, hang on. Freeze that a second. John, if you can, keep playing this. But Google the book. It's perfectly normal if you can. Can you do both of those things at the same time?
It's unspeakable what these people have done to our children.
When did that start? When was it decided that we need to start teaching kids about this stuff at such a young age?
So I'll answer that with one word. Kinsey. Kinsey was a social reformer. He wanted to rid society of Judeo-Christian values when it came to sexuality. And he worked very hard to do that, and I would say
he believed that true happiness is found in a life of perverse sexual experimentation, no matter the age.
What came out is that his research was fraudulent.
Kinsey based his fraudulent conclusions on data he collected from convicted sex offenders and child molesters. His research was conducted in prisons, not everyday America. He also performed horrific sexual experiments on children, some under the age of one. His most influential book, Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, contains an infamous chart called Table 34, which documents the orgasms of very young kids, including babies as young as 5 months old. But instead of suffering the consequences for his heinous actions, he was and still is celebrated by academia and Hollywood. His ideas form the foundation for sexual education in public schools today.
How do we get from this to you can choose your own gender?
Okay, well, now we have another very important character, and his name was John Money.
John Money was a psychologist and professor at Johns Hopkins University. Gender ideology was his brainchild. In fact, he coined the terms gender identity and gender roles. And according to Money, babies are gender neutral at birth. And ultimately, environment determines whether a person is a man or a woman.
Money was telling the world about his theory that a boy could be raised as a girl and do just fine, and vice versa.
And so Money tried out his theory on two young twin boys, the Reimer twins.
When the twins were 8 months old and they went to be circumcised, the first twin, whose name was Bruce, something went wrong with the machinery and his penis was burnt off. They stopped and didn't do a second circumcision on the other twin, as you might imagine. And the parents, of course, didn't know what to do. How are they going to raise this child?
John Money convinced Bruce's parents to transition him into a girl. Money also conducted sexually abusive experiments on the twins throughout their childhood, including forcing them to simulate sex acts on each other.
He reported up to the age of 10 that this was a complete success. Well, wasn't true.
The results were a disaster. Bruce could never fully accept his female identity. Eventually, his parents told him the truth, and he chose to transition back to a boy, taking the name David. As an adult, David spoke out about the abuse and the damage done to him by John Money.
The girls would do their things with their Barbies and things like that, and that wouldn't interest me.
Mm-hmm.
And things such as trucks and building forts and, you know, getting to the odd fist fight and mm-hmm. climbing trees. That's the kind of stuff that I like, but it was unacceptable. So I'd never...
As a girl?
As a girl, I had no place to fit in.
The trauma that he and his brother and his entire family went through left deep scars. His brother died of an overdose when he was 38, and then David committed suicide.
There was never a retraction or an apology from John Money. Instead, his ideas were adopted by mainstream psychology, and they formed the basis of gender ideology today.
Why don't more people know about John Money and Alfred Kinsey?
Evidently, there are forces that don't want this information out. Matt.
Wow. Did you find it's perfectly normal, Johnny? Were you able to find that? I'll send you a $2 tip. The book. There it is. Folks, used in public schools. Perfectly Normal, Changing Bodies, Growing Up, Sex, and Sexual Health, published in 2009, offering a brand new chapter focusing on safe internet use, yada, yada, yada. It's perfectly normal. Boys playing with other boys' penises is perfectly normal. It's all perfectly normal. Come on in, Jeff. Folks, we have an adversary who roams about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And those of us who carry the name of Christ have withdrawn from the battlefield. For fear, I mean, who knows, ignorance, whatever it is. You mean to tell me all the churches in this local community in which we live can't reclaim our schools? Are you kidding me? Go ahead, Jack. Jack, Jack's always on delay. I don't know where he listens to us. It's on delay. We're waiting for you, Jack. Dead air. Mel, come in.
Yeah, you know, you were talking about the church and that the church needs to do something, but I think we have to realize that all of this started a long time ago, and so we actually are a part of the indoctrination too. Yeah. We've been brainwashed. The church has been, you know, the church, the people who are alive and in the church right now are part of that education, that public education process that started decades ago. So I think that we have to really pray for Holy Spirit discernment and direction to get out of the brainwash. We have to get ourselves out of the matrix, out of Babylon. Mm-hmm. And I think in order for that to happen, it's going to take, you know, supernatural power.
I believe that too. I'm just curious, folks. I want you to be thinking this about there. What are the weapons that have been used against the truth? What are the weapons? And do we recognize them? Because the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty, through the pulling down of strongholds. Do we even understand what our weapons are against this demonic onslaught on America? Does the church even understand it? Or, Roger, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, you know, I was going to say that in the all through the 1700s and early 1800s, the Bible was part of the school curriculum.
That's right.
And the Romans tells us the first descent away from Yah, away from God, is to change the truth into a lie. During the turn of the century, from late 1800s to 1900s, all the big powerhouses, the Vanderbilts, the Rockefellers, took control, DuPont, the Rothschild families came in and grabbed a hold of power. And before long, you had the monkey trial, and they took the Bible out of the schools.
That's right.
That was the downfall. Because when you have a vacuum, and what do you have filling it? It's all this garbage, you know.
Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So for any teacher, anytime, anywhere, to be able to promote Christianity is perfectly legal, friends. Perfectly legal. Perfectly legal. Because what's going on in our government schools is they are promoting atheism, humanism, which is a religion, and we still continue to believe that we're not allowed to have a religion in public schools. We got to wake up, man. Rochelle.
Thanks, Coach. I just wanted to go back and talk about real quick what they're saying about the COVID. I had just heard this morning when you presented that. And I'm curious why they keep wanting to push this lab leak theory now. This was way more than a simple lab leak, you guys. Okay, remember a Chinatown where they were telling us to go around and hug a China person? And before they locked us down, they were trying to drop this in populated areas and spread it. We can't let them control this narrative. We need to push back, even if we think that something good is going to come from it. No, we don't want you looking at a lab leak. Okay, this wasn't a lab leak. This was an agenda-driven goal taken on by every single government. This was not just about Donald Trump, you guys. The whole world didn't just team up against Donald Trump. As you can see, these plans were in existence for decades. That's and right. They came into existence, and now here we are on the other side of it, looking back, letting them change the narrative again. This was not just a lab leak. This was a planned depopulation event. And I'm sick of it. We need to start calling each other out when we are going to pretend that this was just some simple lab leak. No, they're trying to kill us, you guys.
They are, man. They're trying to kill every right seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. The battle has never changed. And I'll say it again. The supernatural has left the American church. The only supernatural you'll see in the American church today is, sorry, anything that will advance you personally. You'll pray for healing. You'll pray for finances. You'll pray for favor. You'll pray for the blessings of God, but never in an offensive way. Lord, help us tear down kingdoms. Lord, let us go reclaim them. Never, ever. We never see the American church trying to take ground. It's anathema to modern American Christianity. Judah, come on in.
Hey, Rochelle, you're spot on. You know, this is the huge discovery. This is what the world is learning. The battle has been going on a long time. And even before, you know, Gerald Ford got into office, the CIA and George Bush, that group had already been for years prior with the Nazis planning, orchestrating their moves. You know, 1974, 1975, they released the first pandemic. People don't really realize, actually, there had been a second or third pandemic by then. But the swine flu, everyone has a short memory. People don't realize that Gerald Ford signed in the vaccine laws back then. This is round two or three after that. And so that entire group has been found out, sought out, all the way through Johns Hopkins University, all their bio labs, and everything that they're doing. And it was with the United States Army. I will say this. Based upon the evidence, it is very clear Donald Trump may be a point man to orchestrate what's going on, but there is a resistance.
Oh boy.
There is a group of generals who are cleaning this up and exposing it to the world. That is clear. So there is a battle. There is a fight. But when you go into these buildings, and I've been in them, and you see Baphomet heads on the walls.
Yep.
And they're gold and around the walls and the ceilings and everything else they do. People have got to understand this. And it's not hard to comprehend. This is a battle of Lucifer
Amen.
Versus God. Case Amen. Closed.
Amen. Amen. And so let me put this out to
once people understand that, then it is completely clear to understand how and why they've infiltrated our churches. And once you understand that, now you have a basis of being able to take ground and take it back from these people. You know, the Bible, what we were all told and what we're all taught, public schools and all this other type of stuff, we've got to turn back the history and go, wow, the Bushes, I'll say Bushes again, I'll say Cheney's again, I'll say Gerald Ford again, and I'll even say, oh, Mr. Billy Graham. It was all part of the Freemasonic Lodge plan to manipulate you into believing what they wanted. And they used Christ as an illusion for them, what they call be the light. Mm. They believe, and Coach just played it on this call earlier, be the light to them is the 1,000 points of Lucifer. Bush even said it in his New World Order speech.
Yes, he did.
Boom.
And so that is the compass of understanding it. Now that we understand it, it's time to remove it.
Okay, so let me real quickly here. I know Glenn's always listening. He's on the Central Committee. Angie's always listening. She's on the Central Committee. I ran for Congress in 2010. Cross hat, open Christian. I'd just been sued by the ACLU. Hey, Angie, why did the Republican Party fight me? Why didn't they support me for that position? As someone who sits, Glenn, on a central committee, why would they not want a guy like me in that position?
Because you are an outsider and they cannot control you.
There it is.
And you also speak truth. And if it's not their agenda, they don't want to hear that.
They don't want to hear that, do they? So the system is set up, central committees are set up to serve and promote company men. Folks, do you understand this? If you don't understand that, look what's going in Ohio, where they're trying to bring in Jim Trussell to be the next governor. Whether he'd be a good guy or not, it doesn't matter. They're trying to control, because see, in Ohio, Vivek Ramaswamy, that's a whole nother story, appears to be on the fast track to be governor, and boy, they don't want him. So they're doing everything they can to control who gets into those positions. Oh, this is so deep. I don't even have enough time. Johnny, go. You've been waiting a while. Sorry.
Hey, thanks, Coach. I was hesitant to tell you guys about this, but I got news yesterday morning from my stepdaughter, my grandson, Gabriel, 7 months old. He developed a fever. And his soft spot on his head is bulging.
Mm.
This was yesterday morning. And so Ashley, my stepdaughter, her and her husband took Gabriel to the emergency department in Milwaukee. And guess what they determined it is? Take one guess.
Something to do with COVID.
Yep. They called it COVID.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on, because I'm hearing a lot of reports about children. And then you've got your family member
right. In those situations. Parents all unvaccinated.
So I don't know what's going on. Gabriel, just if you would say a prayer for little Gabriel.
Yeah, Lord, touch Gabriel right now. He's fearfully and wonderfully made, Father. And we just ask you to touch him right now from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Let him be made whole, because you're the one who said that healing is the children's bread. Heal that little boy in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Amen.
Hey, Johnny, give him some ivermectin. I don't think that would hurt.
Say it again, Vinny.
I said, give him some ivermectin. I don't think it could hurt. Sounds like a parasite to me.
No, they'll fight that. Rub it on his feet. Rub it on his feet.
Yeah. Thank you.
Folks, listen. The truth is coming out more and more and more about ivermectin and cancer. More and more and more. They know it, folks. They know it. I almost swore. Jeff hadn't been in here yet. Go ahead, Jeff and Rochelle.
Coach, you notice the topic this morning, basically children. A lot of stuff about children. So Tuesday night in the garage, David will be bringing a lot of information. He's been digging and digging. He's titled it hashtag the war on children. So, and we got some people coming Sunday morning to hear him too. They don't come to church. They want to come hear him. So
good, man. Good. Tell them the truth.
Tuesday night in the garage, 6 o'clock. It'll be good.
Thanks, Jeff. Rochelle.
Thanks again, Coach. Sorry to pound this in, but I was just looking up. I was just Googling to see about this investigation with the lab leak theory. And I know that Googling is not the most effective way to do your research. However, I can't find anything about this investigation that they're doing. The only investigation, I find that they're being investigation for all these other things. And I find that there is a pharmaceutical company that sued a lawmaker saying that he spread unfounded claims that COVID-19 is a bioweapon. So it's the pharmaceutical company suing for like slander or something. Mm. I know you're going to post that article, but I can't find any other corroborating articles. I wonder what they're really doing here. It's just what I'm saying. Look, if this was claimed to be a bioweapon, why isn't it not off the children's shot schedule?
They just took it off. I'm sorry, I can't find that. They just did. Yeah, it isn't on the schedule anymore. So what? So they're openly beginning to admit. Now they're going to beg for mercy. Now they're going to say, we didn't know. Oh, we just didn't know. We didn't have enough time to do the. They knew.
Don't let them do that. They had all the evidence. They had it all.
They have it all.
That's what they're hiding. They're even hiding when people who would fill out the VAERS report and they had a comment box, and when they would get very specific about what was happening to them, they were trying not to release these comments about, because there was no, you know, it's so frustrating because these people, okay, do you have a headache or a stomach ache? And that was like it. All of these symptoms they were having wasn't even something they could check off a box.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Everything was great and safe and effective.
Folks, the seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman. The devil wants to kill those created in the image of God. This is pretty simple. If we could just get our elected officials to understand this, the devil's trying to kill God's people. That's what it's all about. He's trying to destroy those created in the image of God. Come on. This is so simple and basic. But they won't even talk about it. Judah.
Coach, this is fascinating. I was talking to a friend or a source, I won't claim his name at the moment, but what Rochelle just said, the reason why you can't find it, he explained it to me. I thought this was fascinating. He said, well, we got an internal battle. What do you mean? He said, well, RFK got the stuff implemented and scheduled a press release, scheduled all this stuff, and Susie Wiles blocked RFK from doing all this stuff. And so the official release that just came out was RFK actually went around her behind the scenes and then released that video on X only. And the entire media blackwashed it. You can't find any details about it, but he did do it, which is fascinating because Wiles is blocking all the information because she's in bed with the pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, and this is goodness. Just
so there's more to come. But the fact that now they have to do stuff within the Trump administration to go around the agenda is absolutely fascinating.
Well, see, here's what we understand. We don't understand, folks, the tentacles of the deep state. We don't understand that. We don't understand. The devil has invaded. Look, you have any idea what you're capable of without the Holy Spirit guiding you to all truth and Holy Spirit telling you, no, no, you can't do that? Can you imagine what man would be like without the restraining of the Holy Spirit? That's what we're up against. See you tomorrow.